Hearing on future of Andy Sanborn's casino license to be held today. Andy Sanborn can't delay a hearing about his suitability as a casino operator in New Hampshire any longer. He was able to delay the inquiry several times but has now run out of options and will face a hearing today. Delaying the inevitable, Sanborn found himself entangled in a legal dispute after a collaborative inquiry conducted by the New Hampshire Attorney General and Lottery Commission concluded that he was not qualified to be involved with the state's charitable games. On August 31, a report of the results of an extensive 8-month investigation unveiled the former state legislator's alleged misdeeds. According to the findings, he stands accused of illegally obtaining $844,000 in federal COVID-19 relief funds. Shockingly, it is claimed that he utilized this substantial sum to sustain his opulent way of life, even going as far as purchasing a Ferrari for his wife, Lori Sanborn, who serves as a state representative. Investigators assert that Sanborn managed to circumvent this issue by concealing the name of the business, Concord Casino, on his COVID-19 relief fund application. Instead, he opted for the name Win-Win-Win LLC and categorized the business activities as miscellaneous, as per authorities. Following 3 previously rescheduled dates, the hearing is now slated to take place today at 9:30 a.m. and will be hosted at the New Hampshire Lottery Commission's offices. Sanborn's first hearing was scheduled for the beginning of October. However, there was a change of plans when his legal team asked for additional time to thoroughly examine the documents and adequately prepare for the trial. Additionally, his lawyers cited Sanborn's health condition as another contributing factor to the rescheduling. On October 23, Sanborn's attorney won another delay after accusing the Lottery Commission of failing to comply with requests for information. The focus of the attorney's disputes revolved around the Lottery Commission's incompetence in comprehending its own protocols, refusal to honor discovery appeals, and Sanborn's desire for a different judge to be appointed. The Center of State and Federal Investigations, Sanborn's gambling license and casino license hang in the balance if he is found unsuitable for charitable games. Sanborn vehemently asserts his innocence, despite being under scrutiny from both federal and state authorities for potential criminal activities. Official documents indicate that the Concord Casino generates approximately $1 million in yearly earnings. Out of this, according to state charity casino laws, the business should 35% to verified charitable causes and nonprofit entities. However, Sanborn retains half of those fees as rent for these same charities. Sanborn's casino license will expire on December 31. Based on the preliminary evidence, there's a good chance it won't be renewed.